prayers answered. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. It was late Friday that the president entered the hospital because of difficulty breathing. He underwent 2 days of treatment, and on the third day, live on all the networks, helicoptered home, climbed the stairs to the White House, and took off the mask. On Fox, it was almost like watching the resurrection.
We just showed again the video of him walking up the huge staircase to the south portico.
Whereas on MSNBC, the whole spectacle was so heretical, they even hesitated to play the video he recorded when he got to the top.
The video he recorded is much too dangerous.
But within 3 hours, 11.2 million people had seen it on Twitter.
Don't let it dominate you. Don't be afraid of it. You're going to beat it. We have the best medical equipment. We have the best medicines.
I wonder, could this all have been on purpose? Could it be he actually felt it necessary to go through the ordeal himself to be able to speak for the 95% of patients who do in fact recover? Anything's possible in these uncertain times. I would just point out that he does live in a home with a built-in emergency room, and the patient never gets a bill. Maybe we'll all get that in the new healthcare plan. But while we wait, I say the best way for us mere mortals not to let COVID dominate our lives would be not to get it. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.